I suppose I lead a very innocent life, but I had thought that goth was a sort of fashion statement for teenagers with bad complexions and a particularly repulsive form of angst. As far as I knew, the whole thing involved cultivating a look of black clothes and very pale skin, and perhaps listening to Eurotech pop music while looking longingly at a DVD of Twilight. It seemed to me something that would be very hard to conceive of squared, but Deborah's imagination knew no such boundary. "Am I allowed to ask what goth squared means?" I said humbly. Deborah glared at me. "Guy's a vampire," she said. "Really?" I said, and I admit I was surprised. "In this day and age? In Miami?" "Yeah," she said, and the elevator doors slid open. "Even had his teeth filed," she said, heading out the door. I hurried after her again. "So we're going to see this guy?" I asked. "What's his name?" "Vlad," she said. "Catchy name, huh?" "Vlad what?" I said. "I don't know," she said. "But you know where he lives?" I said hopefully. "We'll find him," she said, stalking toward the exit, and I finally decided that enough was enough. I grabbed her arm, and she turned to glare at me. "Deborah," I said, "what the hell are we doing?" "One more minute with that brain-dead bag of muscles, and I'm going to lose it," she said. "I gotta get out of here." She tried to pull away, but I held on. "I am as willing as anyone to flee in terror from your partner," I said. "But we are going to find somebody, and we don't know his full name or where he might be, so where are we going?" She tried again to jerk her arm away from my grip, and this time she succeeded. "Cyber Cafe," she said. "I'm not stupid." Apparently I was, because once again I was playing follow the leader as she stormed out the door and into the parking lot. "You're paying for coffee," I said rather feebly as I hurried after. There was an internet cafe only about 10 blocks away, and so in no time at all, I was sitting at a keyboard with a very good cup of coffee and an impatient Deborah fidgeting at my elbow. My sister is an excellent shot with a pistol, and no doubt has many other sterling character traits, but putting her in front of a computer is like asking a donkey to do the polka, and she very wisely left all her Googling to me. "All right," I said, "I can search for the name Vlad, but..." "Cosmetic dentistry," she snapped. "Don't be an asshole." I nodded. It was the smart move, but after all, she was the trained investigator. Within minutes, I had a list of dozens of dentists in the Miami area, all of whom practiced cosmetic dentistry. "Shall I print it out?" I said to Debs. She looked at the long list and chewed on her lip so hard I thought she might well need a dentist herself soon. "No," she said, grabbing for her cell phone. "I got an idea." It must have been a very secret idea, because she didn't tell it to me. But she called a number she had on speed dial, and in just a few seconds I heard her say, "This is Morgan. Give me the number for that forensic dentist." She scribbled a hand in the air, indicating that she wanted a pen, and I found one beside the keyboard and passed it to her, along with a scrap of paper from the nearby trash can. "Yeah," she said, "Dr. Gutman, that's the guy, uh-huh." She wrote the number down and disconnected. She immediately punched in the number she'd written down, and after a minute of talking to a receptionist, and then, judging by the way she began to tap her toe, listening to elevator music, Gutman came on the line. "Dr. Gutman," Deborah said, "this is Sergeant Morgan. I need the name of a local dentist who might sharpen a guy's teeth so he looks like a vampire." Gutman said something, and Deborah looked surprised. She scrabbled for the pen and wrote as she said, "Uh-huh, got it, thanks," and then flipped the phone closed. "He said there's only one dentist in town stupid enough to do that, Dr. Lanoff on South Beach." I found it quickly on the page of dentists I had called up on the computer. "Just off Lincoln Road," I said. Deborah was already out of her chair and moving toward the door. "Come on," she said, and once again, dutiful Dexter lurched up and followed along.